What if the greatest obstacle to your creativity isn't lack of talent, but rather the critical voice inside your head? The Artist's Way offers a revolutionary perspective. Creativity isn't a rare gift bestowed upon a lucky few. It's our natural birthright that gets buried under years of criticism, doubt, and fear. This 12-week program emerged from Julia Cameron's own journey through alcoholism and divorce, transforming personal devastation into a methodology that has guided millions to creative recovery. At its core lies a spiritual understanding of creativity, not as something we generate through willpower, but as something that flows through us when we remove the blocks. Think of yourself as a conduit rather than a creator. When you clear the channel, ideas naturally flow. The program centers around two transformative daily practices: morning pages, 3 pages of longhand, stream of consciousness writing, and weekly artist dates, solo expeditions to nurture your creative consciousness. These aren't just nice suggestions, they're the non-negotiable foundation that makes everything else possible. Creativity emerges from a partnership between conscious effort and something larger than ourselves. Call it God, the universe, or creative force. This connection manifests in moments when time seems suspended and ideas arrive fully formed. No religious belief is required. Simply observe what unfolds through regular creative practice. Leap and the Net Will Appear captures how creative risks often attract unexpected support. Creative acts become sacred rituals that clear artistic channels, much like meditation clears the mind. This process removes inner barriers built by negative conditioning, allowing creative energy to flow freely. The results manifest as more authentic expression, deeper resonance, and serendipitous moments that serve your work. This practical spirituality transforms creativity from struggle into partnership, making process as valuable as product. Morning pages and artist dates create a powerful creative ecosystem. Morning pages, 3 pages of longhand, stream of consciousness writing done first thing each day, bypass your internal critic, what Cameron calls the censor. This critical voice constantly judges creative impulses, telling you ideas are stupid or impossible. By writing whatever comes to mind without editing, you create a direct channel to authentic thoughts beneath the censor's interference. Think of morning pages as a drain from mental clutter, allowing creative waters to flow freely once debris is removed. Artist dates address a fundamental imbalance many creatives experience, constantly outputting without replenishing creative reserves. These weekly solo adventures might include visiting museums, exploring nature, or browsing craft stores. They establish a healthy giving and receiving dynamic in your creative life. While they might initially feel self-indulgent, they're actually essential investments in creative capacity. Together, these practices create powerful synergy. Morning pages clear mental pathways, while artist dates fill them with fresh inspiration. This combination gradually transforms your relationship with creativity from struggle to flow, establishing a sustainable creative practice that withstands life's inevitable ups and downs. Imagine your creativity as a vibrant pond requiring constant maintenance. Extended creative output without replenishment leads to stagnation. The pond becomes murky and lifeless. To maintain your creative reservoir, actively seek experiences that refill your well. This isn't about obligation, but prioritizing joy in daily life. Simple, novel experiences profoundly refresh your artistic mind. Taking different routes home, sampling unfamiliar foods, or surrounding yourself with new textures and sensations. Interestingly, mundane activities often engage the creative brain in unexpected ways. While cooking, showering, or gardening, your mind enters a meditative state where ideas naturally emerge. These ordinary moments become fertile ground for inspiration when approached with mindful attention. An artist's connection to sensory detail fuels creativity in profound ways. Notice light patterns through leaves, bark textures beneath your fingers, subtle variations in birdsong. These observations build a substantial reservoir of inspiration for future projects. Remember that creativity doesn't exist in a vacuum. It requires constant nourishment from the world around you. When feeling creatively depleted, it's simply an indication that your well needs refilling, not a sign of failure or inadequacy. Many people live on the periphery of their dreams, settling for adjacent careers rather than claiming their rightful place as artists. These shadow artists become editors instead of writers, gallery owners instead of painters, agents instead of actors, surrounding themselves with creativity while remaining one step removed from direct participation. This pattern often stems from early messages that artistic pursuits aren't practical or valuable enough to pursue seriously. Recognizing shadow artist tendencies is the first step toward reclaiming your creative identity. Ask yourself, am I living vicariously through others' creative achievements? Do I support others' artistic endeavors while neglecting my own? Have I chosen a career adjacent to my true passion? Emerging from the shadows involves vulnerability, the willingness to create imperfectly, learn publicly, and risk failure. It means redirecting energy you've spent supporting others' creativity toward nurturing your own artistic expression. This doesn't require abandoning your current life. It simply means making space for your creative self alongside existing responsibilities. Remember that claiming your identity as an artist isn't about professional success or external validation. It's about acknowledging and honoring your innate creative impulses. At the heart of creative blocks lie core negative beliefs, deeply held convictions about creativity and our relationship to it. These aren't facts, but internalized fears that limit artistic expression. Common examples include, real artists are more talented than I am, I'll never make money from my art, or success will change me in ways I can't control. What makes these beliefs so damaging is that we mistake them for objective truth rather than recognizing them as subjective interpretations formed through childhood experiences, cultural messaging, or discouraging feedback. Confronting these beliefs requires bringing them into consciousness. Through morning pages and reflective exercises, identify specific fears underlying creative resistance. Once articulated, these beliefs lose power. You can examine them critically rather than accepting them unquestioningly. For each negative belief, ask, where did this originate? What evidence suggests it might be false? How might my creative life change without this belief? Counter negative beliefs with affirmations, positive statements that challenge limiting perspectives. While affirmations may feel uncomfortable initially, they help restructure thought patterns over time. Remember that dismantling core negative beliefs isn't a one-time event, but an ongoing practice requiring gentle persistence as their influence gradually diminishes. The creative recovery journey involves navigating powerful emotions. Anger, often suppressed, serves as a vital tool, revealing boundaries and unmet needs. As you commit to recovery, meaningful coincidences, synchronicity, emerge, signaling alignment between your intentions and universal response. Shame remains a major obstacle to creative expression, causing many to abandon work due to perceived inadequacy. Art reveals truths that can provoke discomfort, which society often masks as criticism. Moving forward requires embracing vulnerability and trusting your vision. Be gentle with yourself. Creative recovery isn't linear, but cycles through inspiration and doubt. Create a supportive environment and maintain steady progress through setbacks. Each creative act connects to an infinite wellspring, expanding your creative capacity. This journey transforms creativity from struggle to flow.